We're joined now by Linda Hawes. Linda trains prospective foster and adoptive parents on how best to blend newcomers into an existing family structure. Linda, welcome.
Good morning.
What would you say is the number one challenge for parents who find themselves presiding over a blended family?
The number one challenge for most of them is not realizing that the children are coming, you know, with, we call it baggage, you know, what the child is bringing. And what that child is bringing is experiences and peoples and connections and cultures. And so they think, I just want a child so bad and I want to love this child. They forget about what all that child is bringing with them when they come in the door. And so, therefore, it hits them in the face later in some behaviors.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about that, as a matter of fact, because when a parent already has biological kids and then they bring in a child from the foster care system, or maybe it's another relative's child or a spouse's child from a previous marriage or relationship, what kinds of tensions should the parents expect?
First of all, the parents need to make sure they know their existing family, their family system as it exists prior to that child arriving. It's best that everyone be as on the same page as possible before that new child is added into the family. And you'll be surprised. You think you know your children, and you've given birth to them, and you've raised them. But, you know, you'll find some interesting things out when you talk about bringing in others. That's the first thing. So once everybody's on board for this blend, then you need to have family rules and dialogue on what everybody's role is going to be once that child is there.
How important is timing in terms of bringing new faces into the household?
Timing is very important. I understand there's emergency situations sometimes. We can't always plan out every aspect of it. But if we know that this is going to happen, timing is very important. We need to transition everyone, the existing family as well as the new child, into that home. And it could start out with being some things before they actually arrive, such as visits and overnights.
Are there some family situations, Linda, in terms of kids, that should just be avoided, plain and simple?
Well, everyone is not cut out to parent. We need to face that. And that's why we ask people to please be in touch with their motivation. Put the child first, you know, past our own personal desires and so forth. Put the child first that's going to come into that home. I teach prospective foster and adoptive parents, and I tell them, know your family, know yourself. And we work really hard on getting them to look inside of themselves about maybe loss and so forth that they've had in their life that maybe they haven't dealt with yet. And that needs to happen prior to a child coming in.
As we bring our conversation to a close, tell us a little bit more about the training. What specifically is the regimen like? I understand it's 33 hours.
33 hours, yes. It's broken up in 10 modules. And Los Angeles County insists on anyone interested in their children, whether foster or adopt, they must go through this training with certified trainers. And that goes through every aspect of before the child arrives, what to do once the child's in your home, and so forth. And it helps them to have, that way they blend this child into their family without as much difficulty. We want it to be a happy experience for them as well as the child, you know, not to come into chaos.
Can you tell right away when a parent comes into one of your classes that, oh, they'll be fit or they won't be fit?
Almost we can. And fortunately for us, they usually weed themselves out because it is a very strict regimen, and they cannot be absent for any reason. They must maintain working with us for 6 weeks. So with that said, and then we put them through very intense training. We make them really get in touch with their own feelings, which they don't expect. They expect to come in there and get maybe a few parenting courses, and they don't think they're going to have to deal with themselves first.
Really, our time is really up, but I have this one quick question. I don't know if you can answer it quickly, but I hope you can. Are children involved in the training? Because you're talking about parenting. It seems that you would need to have children.
They are not, but what we do is we do case studies of real cases, and we introduce 8 children to them that are not actually there, and we even take them into some role-playing. What would they do in that situation if that happened in their home?
Mm-hmm. Fascinating stuff. Linda Hawes, thank you so much. She is a foster and adoptive parent with 2 biological children. She also works for the Los Angeles County as a trainer for prospective foster and adoptive parents. Next on News and Notes, the buzz behind Michael Jackson's rare interview with Ebony Magazine. And in Snapshots, one woman pays tribute to the late writer B.B. Moore Campbell.